/CD/PeggyLee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hey everybody, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium paranormal investigator, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. Hey everybody, how's it going out there? Well, this week, we have this wonderful good friend that I've got, I've known for a lot of years. A lot of you may know who she is, if you've heard her for the very first time. She's an alternative healer. I work with this woman, I always call her an alternative I try to change the thinking of it. She's an alternative healer. She's pretty good at what she does. She knows her stuff. Her name is Joanne Giroux. Those of you who know who she is, she actually has her own website. It's under wildwomanherbs.com. She is the Wild Woman. She does a lot of alternative types of healing. She actually goes out to the bush. She actually has got involved in all types of programs that will teach you. I'm thinking of calling her a medical intuitive. But her work tonight, we're going to be talking about really is called The Subtle Anatomy of Man, and regarding the spiritual body. And basically we talk about if you pray, who are you praying to, the mental body. Very few people actually think. Most just function. However, for those who do, whose thoughts are you thinking? Now, we talk about the emotional body, which is we are a feeling being, mostly run by our emotional bodies. Do we forgive and forget, forgive and carry a grudge, or just hang on to all this excess luggage that will weigh you down and manifest as a disease in this physical life? And then you have the etheric body, which lurks within itself, and whose etheric energy are you actually carrying and how it affects us. And the natus part of it is called the receptor of essences. Does it actually have an effect on our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, and how? Well, you know, I know something. If it's so similar to what I've just already gone through, I was already over at Joanne's place, and she helped me. She put me on this machine, and she will explain to you what this thing does, and it's going to give us an idea of what it's all about. Now, those of you who are dealing also with health issues, if you're looking for some answers, if you're wanting to get some help on your part of your program, if you're dealing with, for example, fibromyalgia, nervous conditions, skin conditions, anything that you think that you're dealing with, even a heart, give us a call, because Joanne may have something for you that will benefit you, help you on your journey. Now, she's not a qualified doctor per se, gone to college, but she actually is an alternative healer. She's worked with the earth. She's been doing it since she was a little girl. I'm going to ask Joanne really to tell me all about herself when she started from the very beginning and what made her decide to do this. Because, like I said, there's very few people like herself that's out there that actually can help a lot of people. Now, we have the toll-free numbers. Everybody get out your crayons, please. The toll-free numbers for those in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, we're 888-815-9756. We're 888-815-9756. And then all those are international lines are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I also like to welcome those that are in the chat rooms. We have the BBS radio chat rooms. We also like to welcome and people also on the Pal Talk chat room. Welcome in the rooms. We have something to share with you here. I hope you got something that you're actually interested in and want to listen to. And like I said before, if you have any questions you want to ask, please feel free to call in these numbers. And if you don't have a phone, don't be shy. You can always ask me questions in the chat room. If you those who don't know how to get to the chat room, I'm BBS Radio. We do have a chat room here. All you do is look under my page, under Between Two Worlds Radio. You go to the page and see the list here, and it says Station 1. You go to BBS My Chat Room, and you just register yourself in. You're in there, and you're in the room, and bang, you can talk to your new friends. And basically, it's how we all get to know each other. Anyways, I want to know, without any further ado, I want to welcome Joanne. Joanne, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Right on.
Glad I got you here. Anyways, now...
What's your friendly neighborhood medical intuitive?
Yeah. I've been using medical intuitive for such a long time. I'm trying to use another word called alternative healer, and I feel it actually has a really good finish, I guess I would say a good completion of you.
Yeah.
Now, you've been doing this for how long?
Well, it all started when I was 9, and I was taken under the wing of an Algonquin elder by the name of Grandma Kamando. And she basically taught me about the land and the herbs and furthered my knowledge about nature and how nature is all interdependent upon each other, and that life is basically a circle, which, of course, led into the medicine wheel. And in Western theology, you basically, or philosophy, people look at us as above, so below, which is all very fine. However, I found that her teachings of as within, so without, is a little more easy to grasp. Some people don't agree. I'm not an astrologer by a long shot. I just don't get it. You know, something. I'm earthbound here. some things you're good at, some things you're not. But anyway, and I learned about the subtle anatomy of man from the time I was a kid, because that is the teachings of the medicine wheel on all levels, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the earth plane, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And I'm finding that more and more these days, some people are trying to grasp, but other people are just very, very far removed from it. And I was always taught that what you think, so you are, you know. Are your thoughts yours? How can you make sure that your thoughts are yours? And I'm finding more and more that working in the field that there's less practitioners working with the subtle anatomy of man. People generally concentrate on the physical, which, of course, is imperative.
Yeah.
You have an extremely blocked physical condition. Nothing's going to move. Nothing's going to get any better unless you deal with it. But dealing with the physical, you're also going to remanifest if you continue the same lifestyle, if you continue the same thought patterns, and basically you can boil everything down to negative and positive energies and stress. And I'm finding that, your etheric body has a direct influence on the physical body and your emotional body, which generally governs our well-being, directly affects the etheric. And anyway, I'll start off with the etheric body. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the etheric body is comprised of a network of fine tubular thread-like channels. Those are known as the nadis, almost like an invisible nervous system, and are directly related to your cerebral, spinal, and sympathetic nervous systems. These channels, they are the pathways of energy to certain areas of the body via the chakras or centers of force in the etheric. Now, congestion of the etheric body is a major cause of disease. Congestion can be toxic. It can be miasmic. Miasmic is an energetic thought pattern related to disease or toxins. Now, that can be hereditary. That can be, generated through various obstacles in life. Most people carry miasms with them.
But would that be hereditary through believing what others tell you?
Yeah, and it's hereditary? Also your cell membrane. You've got your nucleus of your cell, and then you've got your cell membrane. And in that is a web, It looks like a beautiful woven spider web. And in that is cellular memory from generations gone by. So quite often
we bring that forward. That's very common,
Yeah. So miasms are actually a memory within the cell membrane. Now, if you carry the cancer miasm, cancer is actually a very interesting disorder. I mean, there's so many different theories, but I've got my own ideas on it. Cancer is actually a subtle reaction to the energy of the first ray, which governs the will to live. An overactivity and growth of the body cells, whose will to live becomes destructive to the organism in which they are found, meaning that the cells get over-anxious and highly stressed because there is a condition in the body. Cancer is a condition which they have to fight for survival, right?
So cancer is a condition, not a disease.
Well, disease, condition, what's the difference? Disease is basically the body is ill at ease.
Yeah, because you put the word disease, it makes it more of sound like you're going to, that's you got no other way of answering or way of healing the body.
Yeah.
Because it makes you put yourself in that mind thinking.
Yeah, it's you know, Dr. Hammer would actually call it a conflict shock.
Yes.
Because as soon as somebody hears that they have cancer, I mean, the stress level just rises, right? Which really doesn't help anybody. So not only are you dealing with the mental aspect, which travels, the mental thought of that actually travels to the emotional. It hits you like a rock. And then, of course, that travels to the etheric and back into the physical. And here you go with a manifestation or an acceleration of manifestation. Now, your astral body is basically your emotional body. And that's where most of us do a lot of our living. What you perceive as good and what others portray to you as good has a tremendous effect upon your being. And all those thoughts and the thoughts you hear of others, of course, generate from the mental body, but it travels directly through the emotional and affects you. So if negativity is, you know, what you're hearing, this is going to affect you on an emotional level and cause your emotional well-being to drop. Therefore, the frequency of the emotional body drops, affecting the etheric and manifesting in the physical if it is repetitive.
So that reminds me of me.
Pardon?
So don't I know that? That reminds me of me. Those words, if you start believing everything they tell you, whether they agree what they say or what they say to you about you, and so that affects you, whether it's whenever, no matter if it's a relationship issue, no matter if it's how they criticize you, you allow yourself to get caught up in that, and you create yourself a sickness or an illness.
Oh yeah, totally. Like I was telling you the other day, I you know, it's almost like you're wearing a hit me vest.
Yeah.
And you know, you spend however long talking to somebody, and you're speaking to them because they are sick, they've come for help. And you are honestly telling them the truth as you know it. And you're trying to help them. And they all of a sudden get a smirk on their face and go, and you should know more than a medical doctor. Why? And you're thinking, huh? Like, I mean, if your doctor knew this, why are you seeing me? You know, like, and it just totally blows you out of the water. Because you're thinking all kinds of thoughts like, okay, did what I say not make sense? Do you doubt me? I'm not a medical doctor, so you're not going to listen to anything I say. So why did you waste both of our time, right? All kinds of strange things happen.
But he just wanted to test you and see how far he can get you irritated.
Totally. You know, and I'll just say, well, I'm sorry, this what I've told you doesn't resonate with you, and maybe it's better if you see your doctor. If that's who you resonate, by all means, go, you know. And some people are quite happy with that. And, hey, that's their choice. We have freedom of choice. You know,
Definitely.
That's not a problem with me.
But what about the young ones, the young people themselves? Like, say, for example, I have a son, and he's 25. I love him dearly. What about his issues? What do you think that what he would be dealing with now? Do you think he has to go through this type, similar type of process? Or what can he do to help deal with these type of issues?
Well,
And
considering the thing that, you know, since we've been born, everything we see, everything we hear, whether it registers or not in our consciousness, is irrelevant. Everything goes into the subconscious. And how it affects us later on, who knows? You know, it'll come out or it won't. Your superconscious mind is basically your higher self and knows better, but the subconscious mind is actually a very interesting item. And quite often the subconscious mind, there's such deep emotional issues, whether they're yours or your great-grandfather's or your grandmother's, it doesn't make any difference. If it's in the cell memory, it's there. And under certain circumstances, those conditions will actually start to manifest. And you'll start to feel those emotions. And I'm finding with the world's in a precarious position right now. Half the world is in a very low level of consciousness, and I think the other half is in a higher level of consciousness, or at least attempting to get there, and which I consider a really good sign.
Yeah.
And because the problems cannot be solved with the same kind of thinking that created the problems in the first place. And people are starting to rethink things, and it's like you put a rat in a maze, the rat will try and find its way out. Well, the rat will only go one way, one way, one time. It will always try another avenue until it finds its way out. Us humans, heck no, we'll just keep going down the same road, trying to move buildings, trees, and whatever have you that's in our way to make it work. Well, why not just go with the flow? That would make a lot more sense to me. Just go with the flow, you know. Actually, you know, on the west end of the medicine wheel is introspection. At the end of the day, sit down, review your day. What could you have done differently that would have benefited yourself? And obviously, if you're benefiting yourself, it benefits others. Now, in answer to your son, I don't know what he's gone through in life, what he's been subjected to, what he's allowed to enter. I don't know if, and you know, when you're in your 20s, you can pull a lot of stuff off. You know, you can get away with a lot of things. It's when people get into their 40s and 50s, and actually we're seeing people now in their 30s running into problems, as well as in their 20s. But you look at our life, and mentally we can keep up with the technological world, all the computers and this and that and everything else. But physically, we haven't evolved to that. Insects, you know, will mutate very, very quickly because their heartbeat, what we have in a heartbeat in an hour is what they have in a lifetime. They have a very, very short lifespan, very, very high frequency. So therefore, they mutate at a very high frequency constantly to change themselves to avoid pesticides, insecticides, and what have you. And microorganisms are absolutely no different. So when you're living in a primal body, where your digestion needs to be warm, where you need companionship when you eat your food, when you need a home-cooked meal, preferably from your own growing, you know, your own food growing in your garden, which seems to be a thing of the past. But you need to nurture your emotional being in order to heat up your digestion and enjoy the company that you're eating with, not eat on the fly, doing the fast food route, you know, eating while you're driving, talking on the phone, and steering with your knees.
Yeah.
So the faster you live.
It makes a lot of sense, too, with a McDonald's and with a burger in one hand, a pop in the other, and your fries between your legs, and you're trying to hang on to the steering wheel.
Yeah, let alone talking on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
And because they got to get to wherever they're going. And there's a lot of people that do that. And
sure, we've all done that before.
Yeah, like, where are you going, you know? can't anything wait? But, you know, we're trying to push this body of ours into leading a very, very high stress.
Well, here's one. You basically said, why can't people wait? Now, here's something. There's a magic word, wait.
Yeah.
W-E-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, totally.
Now, here's one that people put the weight on. They carry a lot of issues, whether it's due to their childhood, whether it's due to a relationship, whether it's due to their atmosphere, the area that's around them. Is there also, does this also affect them as well regarding their weight? Can this go through the process of healing as well through this?
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, weight gain is basically a highly toxic body, whether it's polluted by thoughts, mental aspects, past issues, or just really crappy digestion, and stress. Anybody that is under a lot of stress, I don't care how many enzymes you take, you're not going to digest your food. Don't bother eating. Drink water. Have a protein shake. Do something to help yourself. But if you're stressed, don't eat. It's just not going to, it's going to sit like a rock. It's going to putrefy in your gut. And then, you know, your colon has all this to deal with. The lymphatic system gets clogged. The liver is stressed. The kidneys can't, you know, keep up anymore. Skin disorders start happening. It's just a vicious circle. And that just seems to be the way people live these days.
Yeah.
Nobody takes any time for anything. And then, you know, all of a sudden, well, it's not all of a sudden. It's a long process that leads up to it. But all of a sudden, they take note. They get up in the morning, nothing fits. They look like, you know, they're 10 years older. And they cry at the drop of a hat, or they're very angry because, you know, the road rage comes into it, yelling at the kids. They can't find their shoes. The dog, you know, didn't go to the bathroom outside. He went to the bathroom inside. And the whole world is coming apart all of a sudden. And you really got to look at yourself and go, okay, what's the matter? Somewhere along the line, there needs to be a change.
And then can't use the word diet, because the word diet really is more of a negative thinking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What can the person do regarding their weight if they want to make a decision of making some changes? Even though we can say, yes, I'm always fighting against wanting to gain the weight. I started gaining some weight because I let certain things get to me.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do at home, outside of home.
Yeah.
And then when I let that part go, when I came to see you, when I was on this machine, folks, I'll tell you this. When I was on Joanne's machine, and she put this on me, actually two machines, but there's one particular one I had. It looked like a glass tube, like a circle. I held onto it on my chest, and the other one I actually held in my hand, shaped like a Y, a yoke. And my body smelled. It's like I was taking toxins out of it, and I smelled like French fries. You said there's an odor that comes from, it's like an ozone odor, or what?
Yeah,
is
it's
that?
Ozone. It's what air used to smell like.
Yeah, I mean, I was totally in shock.
Yeah, that's a photon sound beam. That actually opens up all your passages, your meridians, your lymphatic congestion. It releases the toxins from the lymph, and it just totally ozonates your whole body in order for your body to release things so that it can actually void toxins. And, you know, the photon sound beam is actually just a wonderful gadget. It really is.
I was totally, it just got me. I mean, when I took it, when I tried that, and I did use it, I'm going to tell you guys, it really did work. I noticed a big difference in me. Where I wasn't carrying burdens any longer. I was letting things go that I had carried, not just myself, my own stuff, but other people's things. Because I work in this field as a paranormal investigator and a psychic medium, I mean, you become responsible for taking on all kinds of people's things. And when I went through this whole program, I was like, when I finished it, I'm telling you, it made a big change. Now, we have a caller that actually had asked a question here, and they're asking us, what about us underweight folk? What can we do? Underweight.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are underweight that can't really gain weight. Depends on your blood type. Eat according to your blood type. Protein shakes are always good. It's generally lack of absorption, a hyperactive thyroid, stressed adrenals.
Now, this girl here, I know her quite well. Her name is Jessica, and she says to me that she was dealing with iron, depletion of iron in her system. If I'm correct on this, Jessica, just email me back. It's all too low in iron, and she's always exhausted or tired all the time.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
She's a heck of a good singer. Oh, man, this girl can sing like Patsy Cline.
But, cool. Lack of iron absorption problems is quite common, actually. I think probably your best bet would do stinging nettle, either in capsule form.
Stinging nettle.
Yeah. Nettle
okay.
is very, very oh. high in iron.
And okay, so basically if she makes a stinging nettle tea,
mm-hmm.
would that help her more?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with a girl.
Jessica, I'll tell you this right now. If you do drink this thing in LT, it's going to help you. I know it will. The only thing that I will say, don't pick it with your fingers bare because you will get prickly and swelling fingers.
Yep.
You're very itchy for a little bit.
Yeah, she can even buy a dried in the health food store and make a tea from it. And I would
you can buy it. You can buy it dry in the health food store. Anybody else out there who wants to ask questions regarding in issues that you're dealing with? We have one lady says 2 years ago she was walking 4 miles a day and dropped 30 pounds and then she gained it all back. Why?
Why? Because the metabolism isn't working right. There's something there that just isn't clicking. Weight gain is generally because the body is trying to hang on to whatever it can because of lack of nutrients. Now, it can be a hypoactive thyroid also, but then here we go, back to the lack of nutrients. People with hypothyroids, check your cellular level of radiation. Have that checked for the main and simple reason that if you've got sufficient iodine in your body through kelp or iodine, period, iron, et cetera, quite often if you have a high cellular radiation level, you're radiating your own thyroid. And especially using these cordless phones and cell phones, radiation, because the mouthpiece is right at the thyroid. And so therefore the radiation is going right into the thyroid. And a hypoactive thyroid is a real major thing as far as regulating the other glands.
So it sounds like that maybe this person who actually put the weight back on actually may be having a thyroid issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also eat according to your blood type. Alkalize. If your blood is alkaline, then you're doing okay. By alkaline, I mean it should be on the litmus paper thing that you can buy at the health food store. It should be 7.0 at least. A highly acidic body will gain weight and retain weight, retain water. Drinking lots of water during the day is a good idea, just not with meals, because then you flush out all your nutrients and it messes with your stomach enzymes. You don't digest properly. Shouldn't drink with meals, period. And take digestive enzymes. Everybody needs digestive enzymes because our soil is so depleted of vitamins and minerals, and therefore...
Yeah, I can tell that part because we live out in the farming community out here, and they keep working the crops over every year continuously. It never gives it a rest.
Yeah, no, it's just constant.
It depletes all the protein nutrients.
Yeah, and the soil does not have a chance to revamp at all. Not at all. They can fertilize it all they want, but, you know... Everything on this planet needs to take a break every now and then.
Now, Jessica wrote back and said that she actually has an allergy to iron. Why?
An allergy to iron?
According to the doctors, they told her she has an allergy to iron.
Well, I would think that she has more of an allergy to the synthetic iron.
Iron. That's basically, the doctors are making the synthetic iron, not the real iron.
Yeah, the iron that you get from the pharmacist is synthetic. It's not real iron. It depends on the test that they use, too. I just lost my thought. Cooking in cast iron is actually a sure way of making sure that your iron level stays high. Now, unless she has a lot of heavy metals in her body, I could see her testing allergic for iron if she has a high level of heavy metals in her body.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of a magnetic thing, hey? So if you've got a high metal content in your body, then I could see you testing allergic to iron, because that's the last thing your body needs is something else to trigger it. But cooking in cast iron is a fairly safe way of getting your iron. But she should have her heavy metals checked to see if she has, you know, a heavy metal content. Because
yeah, she's a country singer, not a heavy metal singer.
Hey?
I'm just telling Jessica she's a country singer, not a heavy metal singer.
Yeah. But also...
I hope it makes a lot of sense to you, Jessica, because there is... what you can also do, too, go to your nearest health food store... and asking for the proper iron that's made, not your synthetic iron, because there are some companies that make synthetic irons.
Where does
Most
she live?
Most time doctors will actually prescribe that. Yeah, I would check it out and get tested for it. If you have, if anybody ever told you that you're allergic to it, I mean, if you had never been really tested, then you may have to go see a naturopath. Preferably, if you got somebody, if you know you have a health food store close to you,
where does she live?
Have them have a check with you, and what they'll do is they'll actually they'll get you to stick your arm out, and you have stuff in your arm, and they hang on to the item that's in the bottle, and they'll hold it onto your up against your neck, and they try to press down and see if you are allergic to it or not, so to speak, or if it's meant for you to use. And if you are meant to have it, they'll tell you exactly the truth, and that's how your body vibrates to those vibrations of sensitivities to certain herbs that you need and don't need. You'd be surprised, because so many people put you on these so many programs on health issues and say, you can't have that, can't have this, can't have that. Not everybody's the same, and we even talk about, even like Joanne and I talked about, eat right for your blood type. That thing somehow happens too once in a while. We also talk about our blood type. We can also have sensitivity to certain foods. We don't know why. These things happen once in a while. Now, I want to also talk about cell memory scars, Joe. We also have, and here's something else that we always talk about. I always talk about cell memory scars where women or men have these blotches on their bodies. And people call them birthmarks, whether it's on their face, on their arm, on their back. Now, my understanding is that cell memory scars represent their past lives, because whatever the situation they dealt with in the past, they brought it back into this life. Does that make any sense?
I guess. I'm not big on past lives. I don't get it.
Then it's me.
Okay.
I'm big on it.
I know.
I've been doing a lot of research.
I know.
I'm not sure if you actually knew that yourself.
Yeah, it could be. Well, actually, it was interesting that you brought that up, because I go more on the cellular memory, because I know somebody that has, I knew her as a child, teenager, and she had a birthmark all over the left side of her face, which is a female side.
Yeah.
And it was actually very interesting, because it looked like a massive burn, and her great-grandmother had been burnt on that side of her face. I don't know how. And everybody in her family, I remember always talking about how it was exactly the same, like the pattern was exactly the same as the burn on her great-grandmother's face, only hers was as a birthmark.
Yeah.
So I would think that is entirely possible. Possible, because you see strings of family that have the birthmarks at the back of the neck and, you know, or on the arm or the leg, and it seems like everybody in the family has the same thing generation after generation.
My daughter has a birthmark on her, I believe it's her right arm. It looks like kind of blotchy, but it actually looks like an animal on it.
Oh, really?
And I just had this feeling that that this represented something, somehow maybe she had her arm blown off and she could have bled to death and passed away that way.
Could be.
And had that cell memory go with her.
Maybe.
You
could
know.
Very well be. I mean, the memories are all over the planet. Like, they're all in the universe, right? So, you know, it's energy is matter, matter is energy. It all depends on how it manifests.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an entirely possible thing. Hey, Jessica, whereabouts does she live?
Jessica is, I believe, in, she's in B.C. here. I think she's outside of Chase, C-H-A-S-E.
Oh, okay.
Chase, B.C., I believe.
Okay, so she's not local here.
Pardon?
She's not local here.
No, she's not local. She's a little bit L-local, but she wants to be. No, I'm kidding. Sweetheart. One day I'm going to get you. Actually, you know what I want to do? Just going to change the subject for a minute. I want to get Jessica to demo one of her songs. I don't want to play it on my radio show a few times just to get people's attention. I'm telling you, she's that good.
Right on.
She's only, I think she lives in Chase. I'm trying to encourage her to get, when she gets a chance, to come up this way, and that I can just, introduce her to you.
Yeah, because the practitioners I work with are phenomenal.
Yeah, unless there's anybody from that area that she can go see. Now, she's near Kelowna, or she says Kelowna.
Okay, Kelowna? I haven't a clue.
Okay. Does anybody know? So apparently Joanne does not know anybody in Kelowna. So basically when we get Jessica down here where I am, then we can probably have her scoop up to see you.
Yeah.
And maybe something that you can do for her. Anyways, what else we have here? And we have more questions now. If someone actually has, they're talking about melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
This other person here, who I know quite well, says melatonin puts me out with no side effects. I think people are actually worried about the side effects of melatonin. What is really what melatonin can do for us?
Melatonin is actually the precursor for the release of serotonin. Serotonin is necessary. It's a chemical that the brain emits, and it's necessary for sleep. And quite often, again, getting back to our way of life here, people are not getting enough fresh air. They're not getting enough daylight. Your eyes register daylight. And after a certain amount of daylight hours that your eyes and your brain register, the serotonin actually starts to release, and that's why you get sleepy at night. Now, people that work shift work are obviously totally turned around, and they don't see daylight except for when they're going home, and they stay up for an hour, go to bed. So they're sleeping through the daylight hours. Melatonin is also a very powerful antioxidant for the brain and helps with brain chemical release, primarily serotonin. So a lot of people, yeah, the very high stressed also and working inside, they're not getting their daylight hours. And unless they're totally suffering from adrenal exhaustion, they don't sleep properly. And if you're sleeping from adrenal exhaustion, it's not a normal sleep anyway, and you get up feeling drugged. Because adrenaline will do that to you after a while.
Yeah, so, with me, actually, it makes me feel like when I get up in the morning, I feel like I want to... Still, I'm not fully awake. My body still thinks that it's still sleeping.
Well, you almost feel like you're hungover.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't use melatonin too often, man. I like using it if I really do a lot of traveling and I need to sleep because sometimes you're busy doing your thing.
Yeah.
And there's the wildness of your life if you're traveling. Like myself, I do a lot of traveling across places, across Canada. But, and at times you can't sleep. You're so wired.
Yeah.
So I find the melatonin actually... would have the great benefits.
As far as I know, melatonin doesn't have any side effects. You'll find, what I find is a lot of people that were hippies in the 70s, they don't sleep to save their life because they smoke so much pot that, and when you smoke pot, it releases a serotonin in the brain and that's what causes you to mellow out and this, that, and the other thing. Well, I think you only got so many fuses and after a while, you've burned up the serotonin chemical in the brain, or you've burned out the mechanism that actually releases it. So what I find is chronic pot smokers of the 70s that no longer smoke pot don't sleep. So they take melatonin to release the serotonin, and it seems to work okay for them. And some of them have been using it for 10 years, and I haven't seen any side effects from it.
Okay.
Alcoholics also, because alcoholics do not sleep. It is not a restful sleep, and melatonin actually helps with them also.
Well, let's see. We also have, my son's birth mother had an accident one time. She actually, I believe she broke her back.
Mm-hmm.
She broke her back off of a horse, which is not like her. She would never fall off a horse that easy. She's pretty good at riding horses. But she had this accident and broke her back. Now, apparently what I understand, if I understand this correctly, Jordan, if you just explain it to me, if I'm correct on this now, but his mother does feel, she does get these... exhaustions catch up to her. Like she feels like she's kind of more exhausted than normal.
Mm-hmm.
With her body since her accident. Is there anything that can actually give her the pep in her life to not to feel so exhausted or tired? Does that make sense?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to find out why she's exhausted. Now, I get exhausted sometimes. to some of my friends, I'm exhausted all the time. But anyway, and if I do my live blood, I have a snowstorm in my blood, and the snowstorm is caused by my immune cells. And I do carry the Epstein-Barr virus for a little while. It was totally, totally dormant. It was wonderful. And that's been the only time in my life that has been dormant. And usually if we do my blood, I've always got a lot of white blood cells. Now, when you've got a lot of white blood cells because of inflammation or an immune dysfunction or whatever, you are going to tire easily because that is your body telling you to rest so it can actually do its job. Okay, so sometimes exhaustion is a normal response for your body, and it's telling you that your body is attempting to heal something. And I'm guessing that if she broke her back, there's probably some inflammation there. Who knows why? It might be worthwhile to have it checked out, but I would... Is she local?
No. She's in Alberta.
Alberta. Wow.
Yeah.
Darn, anyway. Okay. But usually if there's inflammation, the body's, you know, having a problem. Maybe she's too acidic. Maybe candida, it depends on her diet also. Candida yeast, you eat, you're not digesting your food properly, the yeast starts to grow, and you go into a candida sleep, and boy, sometimes it's really hard to wake people up from one of those. So yeast, fungus, after you eat will cause exhaustion. It'll cause exhaustion anyway because your blood cells are trying to fight off the yeast and fungus. A certain amount in the body everybody has. It's when it just overrides that level of comfort. The immune system kicks in. Could be parasitic related. Who knows? Have her blood done. You know, go to a live blood analyst.
Okay.
And see what's actually happening to see whether her red blood cells are healthy, whether she needs more magnesium. Because sometimes if you're not absorbing your vitamins and minerals, your body will go into a state of exhaustion also because it's just depleted.
Yeah. See, it sounds to me maybe his mom is not really taking good care of herself. She worries about her kids. You know, she's got all these boys that watch over, and she's always a very concerned mom, and I know what she's like.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let
her mom. His mom is also allergic to MSG, too. So I think a lot of people are allergic to MSG. It's not it's actually drug-related. It's a chemical.
Oh, and it's in so much. I mean, it is disguised under 42 different names. So you can label read all you want, but did you get any or did you not get any? You know, it's just a guessing game all the time.
Yeah, they keep changing around. Now,
totally.
Someone actually has just mentioned here also, they were asking questions, what is hawthorn?
Hawthorn berry? Hawthorn
berry
grows
on
the
get it?
Pardon?
And can they get it here?
Oh, yeah, hawthorn berries, yeah.
So you can get it here,
actually,
in Alberta or British Columbia or Saskatchewan?
Oh, sure, the health food store should carry it. It's hawthorn berry. It's you can buy it in tincture form. You can buy it in bulk, and it's actually a strengthener for the heart.
Strengthener for the heart.
Purple berry.
Okay. So basically, the person I know can actually probably, she's maybe talking about her mom. It's probably what it's for. Now, also, I have someone else here who's asking. They were trying to quit smoking, and they've been trying everything they can to quit. They just don't know what to do. They're actually on their wits' end, and what can they do about that?
Okay, first of all, emotionally, you got to want to quit. Second of all, there's a product out there. It's called Nicotinex, Nicotinex, and it's homeopathic, and it works wonders, but you got to want to.
Yeah, you want to quit smoking, you just don't want to just say, okay, I'm thinking about it, and you take it, and you just don't quit.
Yeah, if you really, really want to, take Nicotinex. It's available at health food stores. You should probably, it's a six-day program, and it's homeopathic. You open the capsules and take them, like the schedule is in the package. And there's also a liquid which pulls out the nicotine from the body, and it's also homeopathic.
Anyone out there really wants to seriously want to quit smoking, or anybody was actually has some questions they want to ask Joanne, please give us a call because you can always email me to after the show or email me anyways. It's whitesskycloud@yahoo.com. I can forward this email to Joanne, or Joanne's got also an email, and you're listed under what, my dear?
www.herbs.telus.net.
So it's herbs@telus.net.
www.herbs.
Oh, okay. So it's not www, it's www.herbs@telus.net.
Yeah.
Okay, H-E-R-B-S. www.herbs@telus.net. Now, you can contact Joanne and ask her questions. She doesn't mind answering you back. She'll try and get back as quick as she can. She's a very busy woman. She tries to make the best of her time to fit people in. I know I've been sending her a lot of my clients that need the help regarding their health is concerned, and they have been trying their darndest to, they want to live longer. And now I've been working with a lot of people that are dealing with cancer. And actually have dealt with cancer. Now, I do know this, and I want to share this with everybody. I've got a lot of friends that actually had passed with cancer long before I knew Joe. And my wife had breast cancer, and she lost both her breasts. And I asked her the question one time was, what would it benefit her if she didn't actually did have her breasts removed? Going through this program that she was doing, because of when my wife was with me at the time, if would have benefited her if she actually went through the whole program without having to have her breasts removed. And Joanne said, no, she had to lose them for a reason. And that reason was that when she found her daughter many years ago, 11 years ago, when she found her daughter, because she had to give up for adoption at the time, she was forced to. And when she got her daughter in her life, all of a sudden her breasts grew larger. I'm not kidding you. Her breasts went to a D, from a B to a D. And the funny thing is that I used to joke about it. I said to Marina, I said, you know, you always kept talking about want your breasts being larger, and I said, just pray and see what happens. Well, she prayed. All of a sudden, her breasts started to grow. And the funny thing, where it happened at the same time when her daughter came into her life. But the purpose of this, why the breasts started to grow, is because when she did not have her daughter in her life at the time, from the very beginning, she started the idea of wanting to nurture, and to nurture her, and she became the mother role of wanting to, you know, basically that's where the milk starts to release itself, but she knew she could not release the milk because she wasn't breastfeeding. But it started to cluster, and it created the cancer. Does that make sense, Joe?
Yep.
And so basically...
Totally.
The mothering instinct in them, yes. And this is basically, you become the mother instinct. So sometimes we can't always... We're trying everything we can to think about, okay, what's the positive side of it, what's the negative side of it. But when my wife said she was actually happy that she got them removed because she's glad she got them off her chest,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, she was a little... intimidated by those things for a while. Well, the thing is, too, is that, you know, it happens so quickly that we didn't have time to start the whole program, and I knew exactly where it had come from. And the telltale, like, Marina would have been fine. She would have been fine if she had done the whole protocol. But you know what? She was also fine with just dealing with it right then and there. And that worked for her. And that's what's so important, is what resonates with you. And she made the decision. She was happy with the decision. And that's why she hasn't had any metastases. She hasn't had any problem.
Yeah.
And plus, like, the emotional issues have been dealt with, right?
Well, definitely. And like my son said, when... my son came into my life couple of years ago, and because, again, I went through the same situation, I had a different life, and he came into my life, and as he came into my life, Marina kept her mouth shut. She wouldn't say anything. This happened around Christmas time, and she was very quiet, and it wasn't like her. And I said, no, you tell me what was going on. And so she said to me that she was told that she's got breast cancer. Now, here I have the greatest thing that ever happened to me, having my son back in my life, and then all of a sudden the hardest part of me having to say, you got to let something go. And you go through between two, here's my thinking, you go between two worlds, you're devastated. You're trying to figure out where you can go from here. And yet, I did not want to see either anyone hurt, and I like to try to work things out. And sometimes I have a hard time, I'm just being human. Sometimes I have a hard time accepting the fact that, yeah, she did lose her breast. But yet, deep in your heart that person was important to you no matter what. And I stuck it through with her, and I still do to this day. But she is a great advocate for sharing her stories. She, because of her abuse, she went into the past when she was quite young. She went through a lot of physical abuse from her father, her stepdad. And yet she survived. She's a survivor. She's a survivor from abuse. She's a survivor from a lifestyle before me, in the relationship it was before. And she's got the best positive life now. Like my son even wrote back and he says, and Dad, she had a very positive attitude before and after. And she is. This is the way she is. And
so forgiving. Forgiving is the key. You want to carry a grudge? Well, you're going to wear it.
Carry it on.
Yeah.
She's not going to carry it on. She doesn't want to. Why bother carry something over? This is where a lot of people have a problem by saying, I cannot forgive someone. And they hang on to that stuff, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You hang on to things that you have a hard time letting go. Sometimes people have a hard time dealing with it. But when I went, like I said before, when I went on that machine, your machine, that machine did something to me because after I left there, it wasn't just much that day, it was the next day. And I said to my wife, honest to God, Joe, I said to my wife, I feel empty, like I don't have to care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't empty saying I don't care about people. I feel empty saying I'm clean.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about someone making me feel bad that I don't have to carry it, and I didn't. I'm just a totally different person
mm-hmm.
inside my body. This is what makes it so different. So I'm telling you guys, if you ever thought of wanting to try this, when you're in this area, go see Joanne. She is worth every bit of time to sit with her. And those of you listening in, listen to this. I'm telling you, is positive. It does help you go through this. Anybody who is actually a professional in the field, like myself, should seriously go see Joanne. Anybody who's taken on work all their life and hardship and gaining weight and they don't know why also need to go see Joe. I'm telling you, it's really hard on a person. You know what I mean? A lot of people now here's one thing. Everybody is raised by a parent, two parents, and you learn each parent's habits. I mean, we'll use my son as an example. He learned from me, not too much of me because I wasn't around much, but he learned more about me and he learned more about his mother. So here he's trying to figure himself out. Where should he go from here? Like, as far as he wants to clear up all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his own personal life he's dealing with. He dealt with his demons. I won't say the word demons. He became an alcoholic and a drug user at a very young age. I'm not going to put blame on anybody. He made that decision himself. But he's still saying to me, he told me himself that he wants to get clean. And he has a hard time dealing with it because a lot of that's from the past. A lot of it's from his youth.
Yeah.
And yet, I am very proud of him because I know full well that he can do better when he wants to. You have to make the intention to do better, no matter what it is you're dealing with in your life. If it's relationships, whether it's people personally, whether it's your own personal issues, it's something by saying you need to forgive and let go. If you have a hard time dealing with something you have never spoken to me about or anybody else about in the family, or even anybody out there who's been dealing with their own burdens and issues, speak up and just say what you got to do, because all you're really doing is you're carrying, I want to call the word, you've been poisoned,
mm-hmm.
because you're letting yourself believe that you got poison.
Yeah. Clean the soul.
Clean the soul. And it's actually, this machine does all the work. It actually helps you. I'm not kidding you. I'm not playing no farcy game, guys. This is for real. This is actually absolutely fabulous. We're getting close to closing, so Joe, is there anything else you want to share with anybody before we close?
Well, just basically everybody take, 15, 20 minutes at the end of every day. Reflect upon your day. Find out what you did that you really enjoyed doing, whether it was saying something to somebody that was kind, smiling. I mean, a smile costs nothing. If you could have handled things differently, how would you have handled it? Just do a daily reflection. And what you do not like in your life, just change it. You have the will. You have free choice. Change it. It's never too late. Your health is everything. And, if you're in a job that you can't stand and you're just there for the money, why is the money so important? To have all these things that you can't take with you anyway? What's the point? I'd rather have my health and live in a tent and be happy than have a whole bunch of accumulated items that really have no feeling. I don't care whether you exist or you don't, but you have to have these things. It's almost like a societal addiction that we have,
Yeah.
But, reflect on yourself, reflect on your family. And I hate to tell you guys, but, a mother is the thing that makes the family go around. That's just the way it is. Dads have a tremendous input on kids, but the mom is the stabilizer in the household. And when mom's good, they're all good. And when mom's off, look out, the whole family falls apart. I can swear by it. I got four kids. And now I got grandchildren, and they're finding the same thing. If mom's off kilter, go have a nap and sort yourself out, as my daughter-in-law would say. I love it. Sort yourself out. and then, take some time. Nobody takes time to reflect upon their day, how they could have done things differently, how they may have helped another person, how other people have related to them, and why did that person relate to you that way? If it was negative, is it their problem? If it is, hand it back. Let them deal with it.
Definitely.
Don't take it on.
Joanne, it's actually been a pleasure again having you here. My son thanks you.
You're
Jessica
welcome.
Thanks you. The chat room thanks you. And I thank you for coming on. And people those are actually in the Pell Talk room as well, so thank you. Everyone, take care. Be safe. This is Eric White, Sky Cloud, signing off with Between Two Worlds on PBS Radio. Talk to you guys next week. Take care. Bye. Anybody there?